And joining us now with a look at that weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the heart of the Midwest will be almost perfect for the next few days, allowing for aggressive fieldwork to occur. This area will include portions of Illinois, Missouri, parts of southeastern Iowa, western Indiana, and western Kentucky, and for that matter, all of the U.S. Delta and most of the southeastern states will all see quite a bit of good drying conditions, allowing fieldwork to advance swiftly. In the case of the Delta in the southeast, we'll likely see the dry conditions prevail for a full week, but for the lower Midwest, we might encounter a little bit of precipitation sometime next week that will slow the progress down a little bit, but it's not likely to have a huge impact. The areas that will see rain in the near term are mostly in Ohio, eastern Indiana, parts of Michigan, and eastern Kentucky, where we'll see some shower activity occur today. The precipitation is unlikely to be very impressive, but it will be just enough, though, to interrupt farming activity. The storm system responsible for that moisture will likely exit out of the region as we move on into the day tomorrow. And as we do that, we'll likely see the sun come back out. It'll take a little bit of while for the drying bias to return to the region enough so the field work can resume. Another area of rain is likely to develop this weekend, and that will occur from parts of Iowa into Michigan. A frontal boundary will lie nearly stationary across parts of that region for a little while on Sunday into Monday, and that's when the greatest rainfall is going to be possible. We'll see some locally heavy thunderstorm activity occur along the frontal boundary in a few spots from parts of southern Iowa or northern Missouri into parts of Michigan. We'll end up with a healthy amount of rainfall that will disrupt fieldwork for a while. Perhaps more than an inch of rain could occur across a part of that region as a result of those stronger storms. Most of the precipitation, though, is probably not going to be quite that heavy. The lower parts of the Midwest will continue to be dry while that frontal boundary lies across the region from Iowa to Michigan, and so we'll see good field working conditions across most of the Ohio Basin and a big part of Missouri. The next weather system that likely impacts the Midwest will hold off until about midweek next week, and at that time we'll actually see two or three disturbances impacting the western Corn Belt and portions of the U.S. Plains. These systems will come marching through those areas, one right after the other. We'll end up with quite a bit of rainfall impacting the region. Eventually the precipitation will work its way into the Midwest and the lower parts of the eastern Corn Belt will likely get precipitation eventually, but it does look like the best field working conditions will continue to be in the southern parts of the region, but many other areas in the eastern Corn Belt will likely have good weather as well. Our temperatures will be pleasant over this next week. I don't expect to see much cool conditions around across the Midwest. That means that we'll likely see a good rate of drying across the region. Temperatures will be coolest, though, today and maybe tomorrow in the eastern parts of the region. Areas from Michigan and the eastern portions of Wisconsin down into Ohio and Indiana will be confined to some 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures here today because of that upper level low and the cloudiness and rainfall that are likely to occur in those areas. But as that upper level low moves off to the east, we'll see warming. Tomorrow we'll see highs back into the 60s in those areas, and then we'll eventually be in the 70s for Saturday, Sunday, and perhaps on Monday. The rest of the Midwest will see temperatures warm up a little bit better, a little bit quicker. We'll expect to see the highs in the western Corn Belt to run mostly in the 70s through a big part of the forecast period, with some 80-degree temperatures expected periodically. Most of the 80s will be common on Saturday across areas west of the Missouri River. We'll likely see some 80-degree temperatures then work their way through parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, even the Ohio River Basin, as we get into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.